Bruchim Aboyim B'Shem Hashem, welcome to everybody. As we begin the most exciting Zman of the whole year, Zman of Elul, Ani L'Doidi, V'Doidi Li, it's all about closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there is no better way of coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than by learning Torah, and that's why this morning when we said L'David Hashem Oiri B'Yishi, of course the famous Pasuk, Acha Sho'alti, David HaMelech says, I just want to be remained in the Beis HaMedra, Shifti Beis Hashem Kol Yemei Chayei. What's that got to do with Elul? The answer is, it has everything to do with Elul, because Elul is all about Kirbas Elohim, about Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the best possible way to be Dova to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shifti Beis Hashem. I always think to myself every year when I say that Pasuk, isn't it a little bit of a strange request on David HaMelech's part? How could David HaMelech, in fact, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayai? I just want to be settled in the Beis HaMedrash all day long. David HaMelech was the king. David HaMelech was probably the busiest person in all of Klal Yisrael. He had a whole empire, a whole melucha to run, and he had achrayas. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to do. So, how could David HaMelech daven, oh, all I want to do is just sit in the Beis HaMedrash all day? That's not shaykh. Isn't that what we would call a tfilas shov? It's a futile tfilah. You can't be in the Beis HaMedrash all day because HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly wants something else from you. And the answer is, it does not say that David HaMelech asked to be in the Beis HaMedrash all day. Shifty means that's where I want to be settled. It's true. I have other things I've got to take care of, but where's my shifty? Some people's shifty is in the office. Some people's shifty is in their bank account. Some people's shifty is in the pizza shop. David HaMelech was saying that my shifty should be in the Beis Hashem. It could be that I can't be in the Beis HaMedrash all day, but I want my shifty to be there. I want that to be the focus. Shifty, that we know, is the word vayeshev, to be settled. That's where I want to be settled. That's the focus. Everything else is something I have to do. Say the HaKadosh Baruch Hu made David HaMelech into the Melech, David Melech Yisrael, then he has a very busy tafkid, and undoubtedly he fulfilled it to the full. But where's my shifty? As I'll tell us in the Mishnah, I say to Yiroscha Keva. Keva does not mean that you have to be learning all day long. For many people, it's not shaykh to learn all day long. But just like all of us now are sitting in a room, every one of us at the moment is surrounded by four walls. That wall is keva. What does that mean, that wall is keva? That means I can design the room however which way I like, but some things are just not negotiable. This wall is staying exactly where it is. So everything else has to fit in with that. So if you're sitting in a room which is 5 meters wide, then there's no way that you could bring in a couch which is 7 meters wide. Finish, it's non-negotiable because the walls are keva. And everything else has to fit in with that wall. So too, when Chazal say, I say to Yiroscha keva, it means there are some things that are unnegotiable, non-negotiable in my Seder HaYom, in my daily schedule. And obviously, the first and foremost is my clear sitting, my learning of Torah. Everything else has to fit in with that. My learning does not fit in with my day. My day fits in with my learning. That's my shifty. That's my kvius. Everything else is true. I have very important tafkidim. I've got to look after my wife. I've got to look after the family. And I've got to take care of parnasa and my health, etc., etc., etc. But all of that fits in with my shifty b'veis Hashem. So be'ezus Hashem yizbarach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us siyata d'shmaya to continue this man and many others manim for many years to come, to be makayim this shifti beveis Hashem, kol yimei chayei lachsois benoyim Hashem, o levaker beicholoi emitz Hashem. Now, as I wrote to you, we actually left off on daf lamed zayin on the base, but then it's two daf of agadata. So everybody beezus Hashem will be mashtim that in their spare time. I've already begun it, and I would recommend that everybody does the same. But because we like to focus in our morning shir on halachic sugyas, so we're going to go to Daf Mem Omad Aleph. We're beginning now a brand new perek, the perek of Hoyu Boitkin. Now, in order to understand this Mishnah, I think we need to make a very, very important introduction, which is really based on Yesodos that we have met before and we have learned, so we should really know them. So let's just review them briefly. When an aide gives testimony in Beis Din, as we all know, there are two different ways of disproving the testimony. Very important that we make this distinction right from the outset, because if we're not clear, we will not understand in the Mishnah. An aide comes to Beis Din, or two aidim come to Beis Din, and they testify that Pliny was Mechalel Shabbos. So, of course, we cross-examine them. We're going to see all the details coming up. But there are two ways of disproving that evidence. What are the two ways? One is called Hazoma, and one is called Hakchosha. Hazoma, as we very well know, the parasha of Edim Zomimim. By the way, guess what? Which parasha is Edim Zomim to be found in? It's this week's parasha. So the halacha is, if two other Edim come along and they say, how on earth could you possibly testify that you saw Pliny being Mechalel Shabbos in Bet Shemesh, but on that very Shabbos you were with us in Netanya? That is Edim Zomimim. As we know, what happens? The first set of Edim are put to death. Whatever punishment they were trying to inflict, that's exactly what happens to them. That is called Hazoma or Edim Zomim. There is another way that you could disprove Edos, and what is that? Hakchosha. Hakchosha means denial, disproval. So if you testify that Pliny was Mechalel Shabbos driving a car, v'chule v'chule, well, I can disprove you because I happen to know that that car was photographed in America on that very day. So I did not say that the Edim were in a different place. I've just proved that factually their testimony cannot be true. That's nothing to do with Zomimim. Zomimim always, by definition, is two words. Imonu hoyisem. You were with us on that very day, elsewhere. Hakchosha is, I'm not claiming you were elsewhere. You may well have been in Bet Shemesh on that Shabbos in the exact place you described, but I can disprove your evidence for a number of reasons. What's the difference between the two? As we just said, in the case of Edim Zomimim, whatever punishment they were trying to inflict, that's what happens to them. Hakchosha, that does not happen to them. They might get a different punishment, they might get Malkus, but they will not get the punishment that they were trying to inflict. Now, in order, Aboisa, this is the main halacha that we need to know to understand the beginning of this mission. In order to be mazim edim, in order to be able to say imonu hayisem, do we all agree that that will never be possible if the Edim do not refer to a specific time and a specific location? If the Edim would come to Beis Din and they would say, we hereby testify that Reuven was Mechalel Shabbos, we don't remember which Shabbos it was. Or we do, but we can't remember which city it took place in. Well, there cannot be, in that case, Edim Zomim. Why not? Because how can other Edim come along and say, you are with us on that very day? What do you mean, that very day? I didn't say which day it took place. Or I didn't say which location it took place. And the halacha is, Rabbi Isai, that every Edus has to be mazimable. That's halacha in Edus. For want of a better word, it has to be mazimable. It has to be that you can always subject the Edim to what we call Hazoma, which therefore, by definition, means we are going to have to cross-examine the Edim and ask them very specific questions about the timing and about the location. Because if we don't, well, then it's not mazimable. If they don't say the exact date, or even if they do, they say, but we can't remember whether it was in the morning or the afternoon. Well, then that's not mazimable. Because two other Aiden will come and say, excuse me, we saw you in Yerushalayim that day. Yeah, maybe that was in the afternoon. I said, but maybe this was in the morning. I didn't say when it was. That is the aside of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is going to list the various questions that we absolutely have to ask, because without which, Hazama is not possible, and it always must be possible. So now, with that introduction in mind, let's now immediately begin the Mishnah. Hoyu boidkin oison b'sheva chakiris. They would examine the Edim with seven examinations. Look at the first Rashi. Hoyu boidkin asidra demasnisin. It's referring to the Mishnah desalik minei koi, the Mishnah that we just left. It says, achar she'iyamu alehen. The last Mishnah that everybody remembers is it says that we have to intimidate the Edim. Remember, even before we ask them anything, we tell them, do you realize how serious it is to put somebody to death and every person is a yochid, etc., etc., etc.? Says Rashi, our Mishnah is the continuation of that Mishnah. After we have learned all the halachas of how you must intimidate the Edim, now comes the next halacha, hoyu boid kinoisa. They would now examine him. Says Rashi, b'sheva chakirois b'gemora yalef luhu mikroi. Very, very important. The Gemara will quote, the Gemara will discuss exactly where we learn this from, which psukim in the Torah we learn all the halachas from, which is another way of saying, as we learn this Mishnah, don't get too bogged down asking, where does it say that? We will see that amidst Hashem in due course in the Gemara. Zog the Heilige Mishnah, hoyu boidkin oison b'sheva chakiris. They would cross-examine the Edim with seven examinations. Now, everyone has to hold cop. Everybody should number them in their Mishnah 1 to 7. Number one, Be'ezoi Shavua. Don't make a mistake. What does Shavua mean over here? Shavua does not mean which week. It means which cycle in the Shemitah. Rashi says, Be'ezoi Shavua shel Yovel. You have to remember, Rabbi Isai, it's a relatively new phenomena that the years have numbers. If we were to be asked, what's this year? Everybody would say, Tovshi and Pei Dalet. Tovshi and Pei Dalet, 5,784. But it wasn't always referred to as that way. It was referred to as to which year in the Yovel cycle. A Yovel cycle is 50 years. Made up of seven groups of seven, as we know, plus Yovel at the end. So that'll be the first question. Which year, meaning which of the seven Shemitah cycles of the Yovel? Next question. Be'ezoi Shana. Which year of that particular cycle? So if you say it was the third Shemitah cycle, okay, well, that could be anything from year 15 to year 21. So which year was it? Was it 16? Was it 18? Third question, Be'ezo Chodesh, which month? Fourth question, Bekamo B'Chodesh, which date in the month? Fifth question, Be'ezo Yoim. What does that mean, Be'ezo Yoim? As we'll see in a moment in Rashi, means which day of the week? Sixth question, Be'ezo Sha'ol, what time of day was it? And the seventh question, Be'ezo Mokoim, what is the location? So all of those cross-examinations, even though it sounds very complicated, seven questions, it's really summarized, would you agree, into two questions, when and where? It just happens to be that the when was broken down into various parts. Which Shemitah cycle, which year of the Shemitah cycle, which month, which date, which day of the week, what time. But it's another way of saying in one word, when was it? Second question, which was really the seventh question, where was it? As we said before, those two questions are absolutely critical, the when and the where. Because if we don't have clarity on the when and the where, then you cannot do Hazama. How can two Adim possibly come along and say, you are with us on that very day in a different place, if we don't know what was the day, what was the time, and what was the place? Now, there is, however, a bit of a question which I hope everybody asked when they prepared this Mishnah. And that is, if I ask you which month and which date, why is it necessary now to ask what day of the week it is? Work it out. If I say to you it was Aleph Elul, okay, so look at the calendar, Aleph Elul, everybody knows, is a Wednesday. So why must I then ask, and which day of the week was it? It was Wednesday. Well, obviously, because Aleph Elul, if you look at the calendar, is Wednesday. So that question would seem to be superfluous. So have a look at Rashi. It's a very important Rashi. On the fourth line, Be'ezoi Shana Shel Shavua, which year of the Shemitah cycle? Be'kama B'chodesh, on which date? Was it Be'esrim? Oy Be'esrim V'chamisha? Was it day 20 of the month? Was it day 25 of the month? Which day of the month was it? Now here comes the question. Be'eze yoim shel Shabbos, which day of the week? So as we just mentioned, that needs explanation. If I've already told you that it was Chof B'chodesh or Chof Hei B'chodesh, why must I now ask, and which day of the week was it? Surely that's unnecessary. Says Rashi, Afal Pisha Omru B'kach V'kach B'chodesh, comma, even though they've already told you which particular day of the month it was, Afal Pike, nonetheless, Shoyalim Lohen, we still ask them, Be'ezoi Yoim B'Shabbos Hoya. We still ask what day of the week it was. In other words, Rashi obviously had difficulty. Why must you ask them this second question? Once you've announced which date it was, then we know exactly which day of the week. So why must you say, and which day of the week is? Surely it's completely superfluous. Says Rashi, and here comes the big Yesod. Rabbi, so you must underline this in your Rashi. Lefi, Shekol Hasheva, Halolu. All seven of these questions, Bois Lahavion Lidei Hazoma. That is the big principle, and that's what we explained in our introduction. All of these seven questions, without exception, their purpose, their function is in order to bring about Hazoma. In other words, in order to enable Hazoma. If there cannot be Hazoma, then the Eidos is not kosher. So the common denominator, it's true, all the questions are different, but the common denominator between all of these seven questions is that they are all instrumental in enabling Hazoma. If there's no...
If that's the goal, why doesn't it extrapolate on Be'ezah Makom? You could say what town and what street and what direction were people facing.
Okay, very good question. Very good question. We'll have to see further detail. Why did the Mishnah not go into more detail? What does it in fact mean, Be'ezah Makom? What must be answered? So if I say Be'ezah Makom in London, well, that's not very, very definitive. Or even Bet Shemesh. It could be a thousand places in Bet Shemesh. So what's included in that question? We'll have to see later on in the Gemara. Yeah, very good, Shaila. So Rashi over here has laid down very clearly for us the principle that we said before, that the seven questions mentioned in our Mishnah are all there for one reason only, in order to enable Hazoma. Now, V'shema yesh edim lahazimon. Maybe there are potential edim who would come to be mazim them. Ve'ein malin alibon, but it doesn't occur to their hearts. Cheshbon shel chodesh. They don't work in terms of calendar date. imhayu elu imahen oisai hayoim b'mokim acher. Were the first two Edim with us on that date? Some people don't work in those terms. I can prove it, by the way. If I would ask anybody here sitting with us this morning, tell me, where were you on Chof Zayin, Chof Gimel Av? I think many of us would struggle to answer that question. Oh, you mean where was I last Wednesday? Oh yeah, that I can work out. So if we would limit it to just asking which date, there could potentially be Edim who want to be Mazim, but the date doesn't do it for them. The first two Edim said, yes, it was a Dalet Chodesh Av. I don't know, I can't remember where I was, a Dalet Chodesh Av. I don't work in terms of dates. And when you ask them, Be'eze Yoim, but if you then proceed and you ask them, which day was it? They say, yes, it was Tuesday. Ah, Tuesday. Nizkarim Eide Hazima Lahazimam. Now the Mazim, the Edim, the Mazimim, now they will remember. So that's Rashi's answer to this very important question. Once you've asked them the calendar date, why is it necessary now to ask them which day of the week? Because it might be that some potential Mazimin, it doesn't occur to their hearts. They don't think in terms of calendar dates, and it won't mean anything for them. So they're waiting to pounce, but they can't pounce because they don't remember where we are in Dalet Chodesh Av. But if you say to me it was 2 weeks ago on a Tuesday morning, there I know exactly where I was. Says Rashi, Be'ezoi Shah. Remember, we have to ask now also, what particular time was it? Why is that important? So I think everybody will know and understand this already themselves. Be'ezoi Shah Shel Yoim. I need to then ask them what particular time. It doesn't suffice to say it was Tuesday. Was it 10 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the afternoon? Why? Because again, Shemo Ein Edim Lazimon L'chola Yoim. Because there might not be Edim Zemin who are potentially Edim able to be Mazim them at any given moment of the day, but V'yesh Edim Lazimon Oisei Shah. In other words, if we would just say it took place on Tuesday, so I've got these mazimin who are waiting to pounce, and they'll say, listen, these first two Edim were with us on Tuesday, not in Bet Shemesh, in Netanya. Really? Were they with you every single second, all day long, 24 hours straight? No, not necessarily. When were they with you? Just for a couple of hours in the morning. Well, if that's the case, then if we don't ask the Edim when this took place, once again, it's not subject to Hazama. But if you then define it in more detail and you say, when did this take place? It was 3:30 in the afternoon. Oh, now the Mazimin come along. Excuse me, 3:30 in the afternoon, you are with us in Netanya. I can't speak about 10 o'clock in the morning. I don't claim you are with us, but I do claim that at 3:30 in the afternoon, you are with us. So that's why it's critical not just to ask the date, but also the time. Says Rashi, finally, Be'ezoi Mokoim. I've also now got to ask about the location. Shezu hi hamoy eles. Because this also obviously assists Lahovi es kola chakirois lahazoma, to bring all of these examinations to enable hazoma. De belav hochi. Because without going into detail in the location, loy mitzami, they cannot be proven to be zoimamin. Even if I go very, very, very specific detail about the time and the date and the calendar date and the week, it's all very nice. But if I didn't say what the location was, then obviously that's not subject to Hazama. So that is the common denominator between all seven questions. We'll have to re-examine Nochem Shaila. Why did the Mishnah not go into more detail, or at least what's included in this category of Mokrim? Look back into the mission now. Reb Yosi now asks different questions. Be'ezo yoim, Yes, which day? Be'ezoi Shah and Be'ezoi Mokoim. So that's the same as before. But now he's got different questions. Makirem Atem Oisoi? Do you know him? What does that mean, do you know him? We'll see in a moment in the in Rashi. Hisrei Semboi? Did you give him Hasra? Remember, we can never put somebody to death unless he got Hasra. That's a critical question I need to ask. Was it Hasra? Or Ha'oivd Avodah Zarah. If you're accusing somebody of Avodah Zarah, well, I need to know more details. Esmi Ovad. Which Avodah Zarah? Different types of Avodah Zarah. Not only that, Ubameh Ovad. What type of service? Was he bowing down to the Avodah Zarah? Was he Makriv Karbonis for the Avodah Zarah? I've got to go into more details. The Kol Hamarve V'Vedikais Harizeh Meshubach. The more Bedikais, the better. Why the better? Well, obviously, this now brings us back to the principle that we learned last month at great detail, at great length. We're always trying to get this guy off the hook. So the more questions we ask, the more likely they'll be able to be disproven. But Rabbi Isai, did you notice, I hope you did, a subtle change in the Lashon of the Mishnah? It just said, Kol HaMarbe, but what? Bebedikos. That was not the word used on the first line of the Mishnah where it says Sheva Chakiros. What's the difference between Sheva Chakiros, the word Chakiros, and Bedikos? And the answer is, like we said before, Chakiros refers specifically to time and place. And that's necessary for Hazoma. Bedikos is nothing to do with time and place. It's just further details of the story. Which Avodah Zarah? Was there Hasra? What type of service? Now, it's true, we can trip up the Edim on any of these questions, but those are not Chakiros. Those are Bedikos. Look at Rashi. Rabbi Yossi Omer Tame Ka'omar Bebraisa BeGemora. His reasoning is explained in the Gemara. We'll see later on. Makirem Atem Oisoi? Do you know this person? Which person? Es Hahorug, the murdered person. Two Edim come to Bezdin and they accuse Reuven of murder. So we need to ask a very important question. He murdered, excuse me, who did he murder? Why is that important? It's very important. Shemo Nochri Hu. Maybe he's a guy. So maybe you gave him a straw and you saw the weapon and you saw the murder and you saw absolutely everything. But you didn't examine which religion was the victim. Well, that's very, very critical because if somebody kills a guy, he's not Chayav Misa. Says Rashi, Vezu Eino Mina Chakirois Shel Hazoma. This is not one of the Chakirois relating to Hazoma. Elo, rather, kechol shar bedikos. All other bedikos. Now, wait for it, Rabbi Isai. Einoi elo lahakhish. Remember we said in the beginning, there's hazoma and there's hakhosha. Two different ways of disproving the Edim, either by saying you were with us elsewhere at that time, or by just proving him wrong factually. These extra questions, which are not chakirois, what are they? They are bedikois. Those are not asked for purposes of hazoma, but rather for purposes of hachosha. Shemo lo yoimar kedivrei chaveiroi. Maybe he will not say the exact same as his fellow aide. So we will cross-examine the first aide. You accuse this person of Avodah Zarah, okay? Which particular service? Oh, we saw him bowing down, okay? Now we call him the second aide. Yes, we accuse him of Avodah Zarah. What type of service? We saw him be Makriv Karbonos. Well, sorry, that's Hakhosha. Because the first aide said it was bowing down. The second aide said it was Makriv Karbonos. Well, they're not aligned. They're misaligned. That's nothing to do with Hazoma. That is hakasha. That's the function of these bedikos. V'tevatel edusam. And that way, the whole edus will become bottle, will become nullified. V'hu, both the accused, v'heim, and the edim will be paturin, will all be off the hook. Avol min hachakira is shel hazoma. When you're talking about the chakira is of hazoma, iato might say yoiser mishiva. You will not find more than seven. Kuda amra b'gemara. So if we ask the question, Rabbi say, how many potential chakirois are there? The answer is seven, no more. And how many potential bedikos are there? What's the answer to that question?
No limit.
You can ask a billion questions, and that's what the Mishnah means. Kol ha-marbe, the more you ask, the better it is. Says Rashi, ha-oyved avayda zara im mi'idin b'kach, if indeed they testify that we accuse somebody of serving Avodah Zarah, then Shaelin, we ask, Esmi Ovad, which particular Avodah Zarah did he serve? Was it Po'oi? Was it Markelis? Ubame Ovad? Le Markelis, was it Beshchita? Bashtachavo? Was it sacrifice? Was it bowing down? All of these details. If you look in the Mishnah, we'll just do one more line. Says the Mishnah on the second last narrow line, Maisa. Ubodak ben Zakai be'uktze te'enim. There was a story that ben Zakai, and the Mishnah is just bringing this story to demonstrate the point we said before, that the more bedika is the better. Ben Zakai once asked about fig stalks, the stalks of figs. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Because they gave testimony about somebody, they say that we saw a murder take place underneath a fig tree. So Ben Zakkai immediately jumped and he said, Ubodak Ben Zakkai, he said, tell me, what did the fruit look like on this fruit tree? Te'ena zu. Uktseho gasin, were the stalks very wide, or idakin, or were they thin? Uktz is the zon of hapri, is like the tail, the stalk. Mokim chiburo leilon, its place of connection to the tree. Now, was Ben Zakkai obligated to ask that question? No, because it's not one of the chakiras. But because we're trying to be marbebebedika, so Ben Zakkai said, okay, you say that it was underneath the fig tree. Tell me, what do the stalks look like? Now, if one of the Aiden would say, yes, they were very fat stalks. And the other Aid would say, no, they were very thin stalks. Okay, it's all over. You've proved yourself a contradiction. That's Hakasha. We'll have to see later on in the Mishnah what happens if they don't know. What happens if they say, to be perfectly honest, we didn't pay attention to what the thickness of the stalks were. So we'll see later on, that's not critical. If they say, well, what time of day it is, I don't know, I didn't look at my watch. Well, that is critical. Why is that critical, Rabbi Yosai? Because if the Edim don't know what time of day it is, once again, it's not subject to Hazama. So on the Chakirais, they're not allowed to be vague. On the Bedikais, they are. That we'll see, Mr. Hashem, next time, Be'ez Hashem, Yisbarach. Yeah, Rabbi Larry.
On the issue of the size of the stalks and things, if they say they don't know, it's emes, I don't know. But if they say they're thick and they really were thin, it shows them to be liars.
Right, 100%. So if they contradict each other, that's it, they've buried themselves. If they say they don't know, fine, they don't know. They weren't paying attention. They're not expected to pay attention. But they definitely are expected to pay attention to the date and the time and the location, because if not, then it's not subject to Hazama. Okay, so we're going to hold it over here. I would like to wish Rabbi Yosef a very hearty Mazel Tov on the bris of his grandson, whom I had the privilege to name, and the name was given Yehuda.
Sure, yeah.
The son of Avram, very special to be part of the bris. Rabbi Kornfeld was the moel. Shetizku legadloi leteira lechupa lemaisim tovim, and you should enjoy many, many more simchas for many, many healthy years to come in Miss Hashem.
Rabbi, is the question of Makirin have anything to do with Yagia as well? Did you know, like what's your relationship with the guy that was killed?
Yeah, 100%. We'll see, we'll get to that, yes.